This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Never seen this band, Bare Naked Ladies, but I will tonight. At the Factory in Chesterfield with Toad the Wet Sprocket. Should be a good show. A little bumper music this afternoon. And you can always find the entire list of bumper music. There's at least two or three of you out there that search on the Twitter for my bumper music list, which I post every day at the end of the show. You can always follow at Mark Reardon KFTK. I still have an audio cut of the day coming up before the end of the hour. We have a Reardon Roundtable set for Friday. A lot to talk about. We got a vice presidential debate next week. Jane will be here Friday. Former Chief of Staff for Mayor Slay, Jeff Rainford, and GOP consultant David Barklage, all on Friday afternoon starting at 3. So Senator Ron Johnson, who is one of the senators from a state that I lived in, Wisconsin, is saying that it's not accidental that voter rolls in the cheese state remain filled with dead people and voters that have moved out of state, like maybe me. Maybe I'm on the voter rolls up there. We're going to find out. Dan O'Donnell, my friend from Milwaukee, does a talk show at WISN, is back with us this afternoon. Dan, how are you? It's been a little bit.
It has. First of all, I do have a bit of a bone to pick with you. You've never seen the Bare Naked Ladies before?
I never
have.
How is
that even possible?
Like, not even at Summerfest or anything like that? I know, it's kind of shameful, because you know my musical roots run deep, but
yes,
that's not a band I've ever seen. I've seen Toad before, but that kind of goes back a couple of decades, too.
Well, I got to tell you, you're in for a treat, even though Stephen Page, one of the two original singers, hasn't been with the band for a good, oh boy, at least a decade now. They still put on a great show. I've seen them at least two or three times. One at the old Bradley Center, back at the height of their fame in like the early 2000s.
That's awesome.
And they're a fun, fun band. Yes, we not only have how many hundred thousand names are still on our voter rolls? People who are deceased, people who have moved out of the state. I'm not sure if you saw this in our capital city of Madison, one of the most heavily Democratic cities in the entire country by percentage of Dem votes, just sent out 2,215 duplicate ballots. Just oops, human error, they're saying.
It's great.
Not much we can do. So we've got a whole bunch of people who are still on the voter rolls, and now we've got 2,000 ballots just sort of in the wild that somebody could use to fill out in the name of one of those people.
But in theory, so I don't know exactly how this works, and I'm not sure how much they've cleaned it up. I left Milwaukee in 2006. I moved back here to St. Louis. I registered to vote. I've voted here ever since. But in theory, could I potentially still be on the voter rolls, or even someone more recently that's moved away that then, not that people would actually take the trouble to go 800 miles or whatever the distance might be, but they could possibly still vote?
You would not still be on the voter rolls because they are required by law. Well, they're required by law to essentially clean them up every month.
Okay.
So what goes on under state law is they'll send a postcard to your voting address. And if you don't fill it out and send it back, basically saying, yes, I'm still here, don't take me off the rolls, they're supposed to clean up that name instantly. Well, they don't do it, and this is the second straight presidential election cycle that they've refused to do it. They have done it a number of times since then, so you would almost certainly be off. I'm trying to think, people I know that are deceased several years ago are probably off, but somebody who just moved out of the state, for example, I am in between homes right now. Sadly, I'm homeless. I'm kidding. I'm living with my in-laws while we're building a house. So technically, the Dan O'Donnell who still lives at my old address is on the rolls.
Right.
Because I haven't updated my address. Now, you would think that once I change my address, the voter roll would be changed. No, it is my understanding there will still be a Dan O'Donnell who lived at my old address on the voter rolls, and then a Dan O'Donnell at my temporary address with my in-laws. And then when we finally move into our new house in December or January, there will be a third Dan O'Donnell at a third different address until the rolls are cleaned up.
Well, you have a
sense?
Yeah, a little bit, but you have a Democrat governor. So, as you know, the way that Ron Johnson's complaining about this is that they're playing kind of, you know, dirty pool in Madison with this, which would not be surprising, right?
Oh, that's it exactly. In fact, one of our congressmen, Tom Tiffany, just came out and started raising holy you know what about the Madison duplicate ballots. In fact, I actually just got the exact opposite thing happen in another heavily Democratic city, a suburb of Milwaukee called Wauwatosa, right? And I'm sure you remember it very fondly. It's gotten infinitely more liberal since you left, Mark. I actually had a number of reports, people who said that they got their mail-in ballot envelope. The voter instructions were there how to mail it back, but the return envelope and the ballot itself were gone, just completely out of it. The Wauwatosa City Hall says, well, we think there was an issue with the adhesive, that once the thing got in the mail, that the envelope just opened. And one of my sources goes, okay, the instructions were still in there miraculously, but all of the stuff you would need to fill out and return my ballot are gone. And what we're seeing here, Mark, is the ultimate problem with mail-in voting. There just is no chain of custody. There is too much that can happen. I mean, how many times have you lost something in the mail or something got delayed or, you know, a package shows up and it's been opened or tampered
right.
with or, you know, broken in some way? You know, it happens. It doesn't happen frequently, but it happens. And this is why Republicans here in Wisconsin, I think across the country, are saying, look, wait a second. We had a pretty darn good system. Even in-person absentee voting is a good system because you put the ballot in a secure location where it sits until Election Day, where it's finally opened up and then counted, right? Mail-in balloting, it's like there's just all these ballots kind of in the wild. Nobody has any idea where those duplicate ballots from Madison are, by the way. We think most of them are still with the people who got them. We think most of those people shredded them or threw them out.
But you don't know.
Exactly. Yeah. That's it. We don't know. We have no idea.
Dan, let's talk a little broader about Wisconsin in the role of this presidential race. And you know, one of the things, and you and I have talked about this before, too, but I've shared these numbers before, and I think they're illustrative, so I'm going to share them again. In 2012, Mitt Romney got 1.4 million votes. Obama got 1.6 million in Wisconsin. All right. In 2016, Hillary Clinton received 239,000 fewer votes than Barack Obama. Almost a quarter million people stayed home and did not vote for Hillary Clinton. Trump only got, actually, you know what, if I look at the numbers, Romney had more votes than Trump in 2012. Yep. You wouldn't believe that. Like, most people wouldn't even think that that's possible, but Trump had fewer votes. But it was people who stayed home. That's what made the difference, not only in Wisconsin, but Michigan and some other states as well, African-American yep. voters in particular. So what is the climate right now? When I watch focus groups with black people asked about Kamala Harris, they don't trust her very much. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not thinking a majority of African-Americans are going to vote for Donald Trump, but a small number could make a difference. So tell me what's going to happen in Wisconsin. Lay it out for me, Dan.
Well, in 2016, one of the big reasons that Hillary Clinton's vote total went down was the presence of Jill Stein of the Green Party on the ballot. She got about 33,000 votes, which rather obviously would have gone to Hillary Clinton. It's a far left party, environmental and all that. In 2020, our state elections commission voted to keep both Jill Stein and Kanye West off of the ballot in Wisconsin. As a result, Trump won Wisconsin by about 20,000 votes, fewer than the number that Jill Stein got. Trump lost Wisconsin in 2020 by about 20,000 votes. In 2024, Jill Stein and Cornel West are still on the ballot. Mm. However, so too is Bobby Kennedy.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
The junior. And I'm not sure what kind of an issue this is going to pose, since most people know Kennedy is out of the race. He's endorsing Trump. But another name on the ballot who could theoretically draw from Trump, along with the, I'm calling him a lino, libertarian in name only, Chase Oliver, who's just a psychotic liberal who decided to run as a libertarian. And I don't know if libertarians just aren't paying attention to see who this guy is. He's on the ballot, too. My guess is that we're going to see a decline in turnout in Wisconsin and across the country as compared with 2020. And it's probably shaping up to be closer to 2016. When you talk about black voters and Hispanic voters in Wisconsin, this is actually something that I've noticed, too, especially black and Hispanic males. You would be shocked at the number you would see walking around Milwaukee. I was downtown for a couple of events past couple of weeks, and you'll just see dudes walking around in Trump shirts. It's
wow.
Just, you know, black dude, inner city Milwaukee, just walking around Trump hat. During the RNC, I was pretty much taking Ubers exclusively, and I got in a great conversation with my driver, black dude. He's been in Milwaukee forever, like 50-some years old. And weirdly enough, he's on the phone with his buddy, who's a long-haul truck driver out in the Las Vegas area. And they're talking, and they figure out what I do, and we're just kind of talking about politics and the RNC. And they both said, they're like, yeah, man, you know, I didn't really like Trump, but I got to tell you, this was right after the first assassination attempt. They say, man, that was a pretty badass thing that he did standing up. Like, it just, for whatever reason, he is getting a higher percentage of black and Hispanic support. And when you combine that with just the overwhelming support of men, especially men with no college degree or some college, I just think if that support is in states like Wisconsin and Pennsylvania, it's going to be really tough. I mean, I saw some polling in the Sun Belt that makes me think, I don't want to say Trump's a lock in Georgia and Arizona and Nevada and North Carolina, but he's looking very strong. Then he only has to win one of the Rust Belt states. And it's looking like he's very, very well positioned in Pennsylvania, more so than Wisconsin and Michigan. I just think the polling is going to start to reflect what I think we've sort of been seeing. And that is, Trump's a lot stronger than people think.
Well, that could be. There's no doubt about that. But, I mean, dirty tricks will abound here in the next couple of months. I think you would agree with that.
Oh, absolutely. And this is why forbearance is the watchword, right? You just really have to make sure, especially in swing states like Wisconsin, that when this sort of stuff happens, it's brought to light immediately, that these ballots just can't be used to vote, that everybody knows that people are watching and aren't going to tolerate the same sort of stuff that happened in 2020, where rules and laws were just overtly broken to give Democrats an advantage.
Going to be interesting to watch, Dan. Thank you for jumping on here with me this afternoon. Let me touch on two more very important topics. First, and we don't have to discuss this one a lot, but I will offer congratulations to you and the city of Milwaukee for clinching the National League Central. The St. Louis Cardinals apparently decided not to play baseball this year, and we're rather disturbed about that. But on a more positive note that we can kind of agree on, dude, Malik Willis and the Packers.
Yeah.
Holy smokes. Who would have thought that would have happened? And is Jordan going to play this weekend? Do we know?
I think the plan is for him to get the start. I'm assuming they're going to call him a game time decision. For all the talk about how great Malik Willis is, there is no quarterback controversy in Green Bay. Jordan Love is the starter. It's great to have a backup.
Oh, absolutely.
Like Malik, who was just incredible. I mean, it was something of a revenge game for him Tennessee basically gave up on him, trading him to the Packers during training camp because they went with Will Levis. It just goes to show you, I think, Mark, not just with Malik Willis, but take a look at Sam Darnold in Minnesota. Take a look at Baker Mayfield in Tampa Bay.
New surroundings, well, right?
Yeah, Jared Goff. Look at Jared Goff. I mean, yeah, he went to a Super Bowl with the Rams, but he really came into his own with Detroit. When you have the right system around you and you have, I think there was an article in the Wall Street Journal a couple of days ago to this effect. When you have the right system and
coaching, I saw that story. Yeah.
It's just, it's amazing what can happen. And I think Malik Willis is a testament to that. He's also just an incredibly good man, a devout Christian who always tweets out Bible verses. He's just someone who's so easy to root for.
He's impressive. It's been fun to watch, and I'm amazed, you know, watching from afar that the Packers, you know, because this could have been a really devastating start with high hopes for this season. All right, Dan, well, as you know, I have a Whitefish Bay native for a wife and very fond of the Milwaukee Brewers, and I grew pretty close with the team when I was there. I can root for the Brewers in this postseason since the Cardinals are not involved. So that's my commitment. Go Pack, go, and we'll see what happens. We'll have you back for the election, certainly. Thank you, Danny.
Always my pleasure, my friend. Go enjoy the Bare Naked Ladies.
I will do that tonight.
Get more at 971talk.com.